My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over $4 million raised for the Jimmy Fund.
$4,070,760. This brings the radio telethon total since 2002 to over $70 million.
I think it's awesome what you guys are doing. And to hear that number, I mean, that's incredible.
Two remarkable days filled with stories of hope.
Jimmy Fund, you know, I think people think, oh, they treat cancer. Yes, they treat cancer, and we're forever grateful for everything they've done for my family. But there's so much more. The outreach, the family involvement.
What strikes me the most is the courage and the perseverance, but also the great care that with the doctors and the nurses.
You don't want to go through this experience, but if you have to do it anywhere, I can't imagine another place. The people were human.
And stories that made us smile.
Uno, I don't know Uno Flip.
It's just a separate thing. Like, some of the cards, I don't even know what they mean, so we just figure it out.
WEEI would like to thank the caring and generous listeners of New England for once again supporting the 21st annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund. Here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
With Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox.
Welcome morning from Fenway Park on day one of the two most important days of the year at WEEI, the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, officially underway this morning. How is everybody?
Everybody's good. I mean, I can speak for myself that these are two of my favorite days of the year. And what a backdrop. I mean, good job, Ken Laird.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Hopefully you have a chance to watch on Twitch or on Nesson. And we're here. Wiggy, welcome back. How was your day off?
G Hill, it was really good. You know, a little recharging of the batteries.
What did you do? Anything?
I went to my man Nico's sweat house to recharge and feel great, get ready for football season.
We can tell you look good.
Thank you very much.
It looks like you dropped two or three pounds.
Yeah, I mean, I might have dropped a little bit. You know, I was in the North End. Oh, Umbria. You ever been to their rooftop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know it was that big.
It's very nice.
It was really nice.
Obviously paying off a free tab right now with a mention.
No, actually, I didn't even really get none up there. We went there late night, and I was just like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, City Wiggy is a lot of fun.
Hello,
Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning. It's amazing that Wiggy is the one guy that is most resembles personified by Boston, who's now being introduced by to Boston.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He's never actually – the Eastie you grew up in bears no resemblance to the city that you're in now.
I was like, man, this is too big to be in the North End.
Are you okay? What happened to your head?
Are you all right? So, not exactly the day to bitch about medical issues by yours truly, but yesterday two things happened. My first ever day as an actual celebrity, quote unquote.
At a golf tournament?
At a golf, Power Forward, great foundation. All Kevin right. Stevens does a great job. They're working to eradicate addiction, destigmatize it, and they do phenomenal work. So check them out.
Where was the golf?
Indian Pond in Kingston.
Okay.
All right.
I guess Shine was at a wedding there a couple years ago.
Okay.
I walk down and I am led to my foursome, and the gentleman, who I would later find out, is John Sullivan from Sullivan Brothers Toyota in Kingston, and he comes up to me and he goes, "Don't you F with me." And I was like, "Sir, I most certainly will not." Come to find out, his son comes up to me, Shane, he goes, "Oh, we thought you were Chris Curtis, the MMA fighter."
Oh.
Have you seen me?
I said, I could not be further from an MMA fighter.
You said, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I would have loved to, but it would have been very quickly that facade would have been broken. So that was my introduction. And then
you should have launched right into some kind of a naked chokehold or something.
That happened to me at BC once. When I was the first hole, I'm in the fairway. I hit one good shot, finally. I go down, and I'm getting in the cart, and I'm feeling good about myself. I don't duck my head. Bonk! The top of my skull. I'm bleeding for three holes.
I mean, severe damage done to your dome.
Yeah.
Wow. It doesn't look good.
It was not great. But the other highlight, Duke Castiglione, a great partner of Power Forward. It's a shotgun start, so you all go to your holes.
Yeah.
And out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy that's taking a shortcut through the woods. Bah! The guy I'm with is a car guy.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he just ruined that thing. I look over. Duke Castiglione tried to do a shortcut through the woods and drove over a tree stump, broke a car.
Jeez. I hope he reimbursed the course or at least the charity for that.
It was quite a scene, so I didn't feel quite as big of an a-hole. Right, so it was a nice day all around.
Great outing, a lot of money raised.
A lot of money raised, great outing, and it was a reason. I'm reminded why I don't play golf.
Well, that's why we are here over the next 2 days at Fenway with you. It is the 22nd annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and right off the bat, I can tell you that you have already donated $17,802 toward the cause. This event over 22 years has raised over $70 million for the Jimmy Fund, and last year you donated over $4 million, and my hope is that we can somehow beat that over the next couple of days. If you're up early and you want to give, you can call 877-738-1234. That's the number, 877-738-1234. Every little bit helps. I know it's a tough year, and so I am so thankful in advance. If you give $10, you give $25, whatever you give. If you want to make it even easier on yourself, you can text to give, and all you have to do to accomplish that and donate $25 is text KCANCER to 20222. That's the text number, 20222, and a text will result in a $25 donation. And over the next couple days, we'll hear some incredible stories of those who are fighting the great fight when it comes to cancer and those that are helping them do it at Dana-Farber and with the Jimmy Fund. And this morning I am excited about, we're going to be joined by our friend Rob Hale in about 10 or 15 minutes. And Rob is one of the most generous people that there is in our community. And Rob is promising, the only thing he would tell me is that he's going to do something different than he has done. And he said, we'll all like it. So Rob is going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes. And then later on, we will be joined here at Fenway by the president of the Red Sox and the Fenway Sports Group, Sam Kennedy. And I'm assuming, the Red Sox are always very generous when it comes to this event, but they may need to save up some money because they're going to buy the Celtics, Wiggy.
Oh, yeah.
So that would make you happy, right? You just want a local. You love the Red Sox. You love Red Sox ownership.
Are we not doing Leeds?
We can do Leeds.
Okay.
Well, you want to save it till?
Well, I mean, I was gonna.
Is that your lead?
Yeah, I was
right,
along those lines. So
save it.
Because when I saw all the rumblings.
Yeah, save it. So we'll talk to Sam Kennedy at 8:45 about this and about the Red Sox commitment to helping those who are fighting cancer. And we will be joined at 9:30 together, since it's 20 years since 2004, believe it or not. We will be joined by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek at 9:30 this morning.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
Right. We got a lot to get to and a lot for years, whether it is David Ortiz or Jason Veritek or anybody who has been a part of this Red Sox team. They have made it a priority when it comes to Jimmy Fund kids and Jimmy Fund families, to making sure that they enjoy their time at Fenway and get an opportunity to hang out with Red Sox guys. So it's you said it yesterday, Curtis. It's hard to it's hard to find a team that has done more when it comes to helping those that are fighting cancer than the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm dating back 10 plus years ago, I was part of a trip where Jimmy Fund patients came with us, flew down with like Bobby Orr and all these guys. You get down to JetBlue Park, and without fail, it's not who, it's every single player. Every single front office person, no matter what the contractual status is, no matter what the team's record is, I don't know of any organization of any kind, sports or otherwise, that does more to help support such an important cause than the Red Sox do. We all have issues. I'm sure the Red Sox have issues with things we say. We have issues with things they do. But we agree completely on this cause, and it is worthy of support, and it's worthy of appreciation, because while the Red Sox have the privilege and the opportunity to be a place and a team that kids want to go see, not every entity in that position comes near to doing what they do with the Jimmy Fund.
Unfortunately, one player who will not be available today is Jarren Duran. And so the All-Star has been suspended for 2 days for his comment directed at a fan. And I think certainly the Red Sox wanted to show that they took seriously what Jarren Duran said, and so he will be he's suspended without pay for 2 days, and that money will be donated. So I think Red Sox made the right call there.
Yeah,
I mean, nowadays you got to be careful with anything you say, especially a word like that, which affects certain people of a certain group. And I think, hopefully he learned his lesson, and, everything's a learning, kind of one of those things, like a learning curve, and you learn from it and go from there.
Mm. Yeah,
I also think that he knew this was coming. I don't think that Jarren Duran thought that just releasing a statement after the game, apologizing, while it was a very good statement, that was going to be the end of it. He knew that the Red Sox had to do something to make sure that they stood with the LGBTQ community.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea whether he knew or did. I don't know. I have a
question about this, though.
I think if you take ownership for something like that, you know that there's probably a little bit more coming. Like, I don't think Jarren Duran is upset with the Red Sox for taking a stand on this.
Yeah, no, he knew he was getting suspended.
Right.
But well, then why did it not come right away from the Red Sox?
Well, they both made a statement, and then it came pretty quickly after.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, what the mayor's requested a meeting with him.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, what does the mayor's purview over the Boston Red Sox, like, has that ever happened where a player has done something and then an elected official has requested a sit-down?
A meeting with...
No.
It sounds like come to the principal's office.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds like we want to show that we're Boston and this word affects a lot of people. You now have to come sit with us so we can hopefully have some type of conversation.
But couldn't that be done without announcing it to the world?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. But the fact that it even has to be done,
right.
It no, just doesn't make
I don't
sense
think, I
me.
Mean, I think I'm pretty sure he's aware that what he said was not the right thing to say.
Absolutely.
And then, I think you're right. I don't necessarily feel like he needs to be dragged into the principal's office to have a discussion about it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he could talk to her about other things too. They could each give ideas.
He talks to Major League Baseball and the Red Sox organization. That's it. He shouldn't have to, you know, go around and make sure he's talking to everybody, but that's their way of doing things nowadays. Mm. You have to basically, when you say something and you messed up, you now have to go around and apologize to everybody.
I mean, during your time with the New England Patriots, did a mayor ever request a meeting with you, Wiggy?
No, never. I've sat with one mayor at one time only. That was Ray Flynn.
Ray Flynn? What was that about?
We had a massive brawl between
Southie?
Yes, the kids in Southie
and
Eastie, and we were playing BMBL. We had a massive, massive brawl, and we had to sit down with them.
Wait, so he invited you into the mayor's office in City Hall Plaza to talk about it?
The whole team at the time, yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I still see
But that's a mayor who's like
engaged
and down to the very like street level of things,
yeah.
Ray Flynn.
He still is all over Southie. I see him all the time.
Yeah.
He's totally with
it. Oh, he's still alive?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He lives right down the street.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Huh.
I mean, didn't look great in that with that series about Charles Stewart, but other than that,
did you wear a suit?
No. We were like, you know, 16-year-old kids at the time. I think
Did you listen to him?
Probably.
Were you scared straight?
No, I was not.
Oh, you weren't?
I was like, man, we got to do this for what?
Has any elected official asked for you to stop talking?
No. They know better than that, Chris.
Right.
All right. Well, we are at Fenway Park. It is day one of the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and I want to thank everybody who has given and those of you who will take some time today or tomorrow and donate for those who are fighting cancer at Dana-Farber and with the Jimmy Fund. And it's when you think about it, those of you who have given over the last 22 years at any point or every year, it is an incredible feat that you've accomplished. You have donated over $70 million.
Damn.
And we'll see what we can add to that over these next 2 days. And here this morning with what is trending, it is Courtney.
Sam Kennedy joins the Greg Hill Show this morning at 8:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Red Sox take the first of their series with the Rangers. Final score 5-4 at Fenway. Brian Baio went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 5. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Like Greg said, the fallout from Jaren Duran on a hot mic using a homophobic slur has been announced. He will serve a 2-game suspension without pay. The latest on Brandon Ayuk is that the Steelers' offer fell short $30 million.
Mm. That was their offer, 30 a year?
That it fell 30 short of what Brandon Ayuk wants.
Oh, damn.
So over 4 years, $30 million, is that what it is?
$30 million short.
So they were probably right around $100 million overall, whereas the Patriots were upwards of almost $130 million.
Yeah, but I wonder what the guarantee is. That's the key.
Why don't they report that? Like, it's such a, not your fault, Courtney, it's such a flimsy report from whoever if you don't get the actual guarantee.
Because the guarantee, I'm willing to bet you he wants somewhere between $80 and $90 million.
Well, I think if the guaranteed money were high, then Brandon Ayuk's people would be letting it slip.
Right.
I would assume.
You're right about that, Greg.
Yeah.
Because when you really think about it, if you're thinking about $30 million, let's just say the guaranteed money, we know for, I believe it was, what's the receiver in Chicago, Shyam, who just signed?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore, I think he got somewhere like around 70, 72 or something like that.
Over 4 years?
Yeah, like, you know, guaranteed. So could they have been offering him like
81 million guaranteed?
81 million. So could they have been offering him like 50 or 60 million guaranteed, more to like a Calvin Ridley thing? And he was like, no, wait a second. You guys need to be 30 million higher than that.
Yeah. Right. I guess he must be saying, I mean, the organizations must say that Ayuk doesn't have leverage, right? So the Steelers know he wants to play there.
Right.
He is either going to play there or stay with the 49ers. So maybe that's why DJ Moore got, you know, 20 million more guaranteed, if that's the case.
And he was the lowest out of all of those receivers that just recently signed, as far as Justin Jefferson and the kid St. Brown.
And by the way, don't want to bring it up because, by the way, Wiggy, such a nice guy. We were at the Sam Adams Tap House on Friday, and there was a beer that was right in front of me. Just totally quietly took it and moved it right away from me.
Wiggy,
really a genuinely
out.
Good person.
And then he's so nice he drank it.
Right. And he said it tasted like soy sauce. Justin Fields, rough weekend for him. There was.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a couple fumbles.
Who would you say had a better weekend, Justin Fields or Mac Jones?
Mac Jones
went 9 for 11. Shime sense one sack.
Shime was trying to make Mac Jones look bad. I got to tell you something.
He does look
bad. Know, Shime, he looked pretty good.
Okay, Greg, did you watch Bo Nix? Was Bo Nix good, too, throwing behind the line of scrimmage left and right?
Let's go spin
the wheel of topics. We're talking about
it's fine. It's the twos, it's the threes, whatever. But you have to acknowledge zero interceptions, threw some really nice pass. That pass that he threw to the tight end was an unbelievable pass. It was a
Greg,
absolute
he's on the depth chart
dart.
CJ Beathard.
It was Shime. It was just please acknowledge the man. Please.
I will never.
You drove him out of town.
Yep.
I don't know what's going
to drive him out of the league.
You probably came close to ruining his relationship with Sophie. Like, give him some credit when he plays okay.
Nah, I think that was Courtney.
Okay.
Thank you. And when it comes to Jerod Mayo and Matt Judon right now, after Jerod Mayo said that the Patriots were moving past a contract stalemate between them and Matthew Judon.
Stalemate?
Stalemate.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was always stalemen.
Stalemen?
Yeah.
How did you think that was what it was?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So
stalemate.
Sorry.
That's actually what Lindsay as Greg saved is in her phone.
Greg's spicy this morning.
Really?
A little fiery.
Why are you looking at Curtis?
Didn't
you say to me that you hate when Curtis...
I was looking at all of you.
No, but didn't you say the other day that you don't like when Curtis comes into work upset?
Because he only looks at one person.
And then he starts to stare at
I'm not upset. That's the difference.
When they say something?
I'm not upset. Yeah. That's the difference. I was looking at all of you. I don't like to turn my back on anybody.
Oh, okay.
There are reports now that Matthew Judon has received multiple teams reaching out to the Patriots. You too. Multiple teams have reached out. I'm going to talk to Wiggy.
Go ahead.
Multiple teams have reached out to the Patriots interested in trading for Matt Judon.
All right.
So the interest is there for one Matthew Judon.
Yeah, well, I think they'll get on it because the kid out in with the Jets also wants it. Hassan Riddick, another edge rusher. He wants a trade. So I think if you're Matt Judon, there's going to be a lot of teams out there, and then hopefully he'll be able to get his money. Yeah.
All right, well, that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Good job, Courtney. No issue whatsoever. 61 degrees, mostly sunny skies, afternoon high of 82.
All right, we are at Fenway Park. It's day one of the 22nd annual Jimmy Fonda Radio Telethon on WEEI. And when we return, we'll talk to Rob Hale, who is always extraordinarily generous and wants to get everything started this morning with something that he has never done before. So we'll get to that coming up next.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rich.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The 22nd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good. And by Applebee's, Sherwin-Williams, and Cape Cod Lumber.
We need your help. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, the Greg Hill Show and the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
We are at Fenway Park, day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and it is those of you who've already given, we're up over $17,000, and we just got going this morning, so thank you for that. As you just heard, if you want to call, take a minute or two, call and make a donation, you can do that right now by calling 877-738-1234. You can also text to give, and that is quick and easy. Just text the phrase K-Cancer to 20222 to make a $25 donation to the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, and help those adults and kids who are fighting cancer. And throughout the next couple of days, we will share their stories with you. We are going to get to They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely discuss the shots fired by Tyreek Hill at Noah Lyles. I think he fired him from his starting gun, his starter's pistol. So we'll get to that and other. Also, Bill Belichick with some interesting things to say about the best way to bring a rookie quarterback along on Pat McAfee yesterday. So
wow.
I don't know who he was directing that advice to, but we could get to that. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome our friend Rob Hill back to the show. He is one of the most generous guys I know and a loyal listener of this program. And I think every year that I've been doing this, Rob has been among our first guests and the first to step up and talk to us about this fight. And Rob, good morning and thanks for being on.
Thanks, gentlemen. Delighted to be here.
Rob is the president and CEO of Granite Telecommunications and co-founder of Copley Equity Partners. And I know this fight that we will hear about over the next couple days is very important to you because you went through it with your dad and you have done so much since then to help those who are trying to beat cancer.
A gift to the Jimmy Fund is really, in my way of thinking, it's probably three different gifts at once, right? It helps our community. It'll help people like my dad. and every member of our community. It will help our world because the doctors that we're funding, they're going to create, they're going to research, and they're going to find medicines that are ultimately going to cure these insidious diseases. And it's a gift to Boston because medicine is what we're best at, so it makes our city best. So being generous to you is really three gifts in one.
Rob, I am in awe of your generosity and the manner in which you so quietly do so much for so many. And just on this specific case of the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber, the ability to prolong life, I think, is one of the more under-discussed topics with cancer care, where if someone gets a terminal, you know, diagnosis, we all just think, oh, it's over. But the money that you raise, that we raise, that we donate, can really help a second grader make it to fifth grade or a 70-year-old make it to 75. The ways in which the treatments have developed to allow people who may not have, you know, may not be able to overcome the illness, but may be able to live a good life for many years with it.
I think that's one of the foremost strengths at Dana is that research, you know, that we just talked about. That research where hundreds, if not thousands, of scientists and PhDs and doctors are finding ways to create medicine to prolong life is one of the, if not one of the most impactful aspects of all of this research and all this funding. Because as you mentioned, kids get to go to the next grade or grandparents get to spend more time with grandchildren. It's powerful stuff.
Rob, something we were talking about off air yesterday, actually, about you was the fact that anytime anybody ever gives you any credit or commends you, you always make it a family effort. You always bring up your wife, Karen, or you say, you know, the Hale family. You never take the credit for yourself. As a family, is this something that you guys talk about pretty frequently of how to give back and the resources you guys have and the places you want to put it?
It is part of our life. My Angelou said, too much is given, much is expected. We hope to live our lives that way. And we do talk about it as a unit on a pretty consistent basis. And, you know, Karen and I expect to and hope to be able to do things like this for the rest of our lives.
Well, you've been a huge supporter of this effort, at least as long as I've been here at WEEI. And you and I spoke briefly about this today, and you said that you wanted to do something that you hadn't done before. Rob?
Well, I'd like to do something powerful with you. I admire your show and the generosity that you have in our community is powerful. Please don't underscore how generous your show and your listeners are. And of course, we'd like to help Dana. So what we'd like to do, but the one thing we didn't talk about, Greg, last year is how much did we raise last year?
I think I can look at Ken Laird. Was it 766?
Seven something.
750, over 750,000, yes.
So don't you think we should have a reach goal this year?
I would love to have a reach goal. I think that everybody's listening, they're ready to go. I think you can motivate them to give even more than they've given in the past, Rob.
Well, I know that last year we had a matching gift, and I thought the number was 750, Sandra. I knew it was in the sevens. Yeah. Why don't we shoot for 775? That seems doable.
775 would be our match.
Woof.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. What's that?
If you and the listeners raise $775,000 in the next two shows, Karen and I would be delighted to honored to match.
Okay. Wow. So this is extraordinary. It's unbelievable that you do this, Rob. And so we can get 700 if the listeners can give over the next couple of days, can give $775,000, then you will match that.
With pleasure.
Job, Rob.
That is extraordinary.
That's incredible.
Extraordinarily generous of you, Rob. We appreciate that. And, I know the final question that probably all of us have. We haven't talked about this either.
Has Greg ever paid for dinner?
I know the answer to that question.
Yes, thank you.
We haven't talked about this, but any chance that you want to buy the Celtics?
Has Greg ever paid for dinner? The answer is no.
All right. That's about. We're just trying to get anybody. Right. We want somebody local, Rob Hill. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Too fun.
We want you.
We're pulling for you. So whether you want it or not, we're pulling for you to get it.
Thank you.
All right, Rob Hill, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I'm honored to assist you. Have fun the next couple of days.
All right, that is Rob Hill and stepping up and giving us a match of $775,000. So if we can raise that over the next couple of days, then Rob and his wife and his family will match it.
Great job.
It's unbelievable that he does this every year, but it's never been easier to give. Like Greg brought up the way that you can text in, you can call. Mm-hmm. There are so many outlets. If you don't have the time today to, you know, get on the phone, you can just pick up your phone, send a quick text, and help us get to that goal, because Rob Hale matching that is unbelievable.
Well, and 87 cents of every dollar raised supports patient care and research for children and adults at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So you know that your money is going the right place and that they are working really hard to change things and working really hard to help those who are fighting. And one of those who is doing that every single day is in that fight every single day, joins us right now, Brandon Milton, who is a part of nursing and patient care at Dana-Farber, joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been in oncology, so the cancer fighting, for 5 years, been a nurse for 6 overall, but I've known since I was a little kid I wanted to work in this field.
How early did you know, and what made you decide it was what you wanted to do?
Elementary school. I knew I wanted to go into at least medicine. You know, growing up, my dad got diagnosed with lung cancer. Beat it. At first, we got 15 amazing years with him. And at that point, when he first got diagnosed, you know, watching him go through treatment and seeing how amazing his doctors, his nurses, everybody in the healthcare organization was, so good. It inspired me to really find my own path. And I was like, okay, this is what I really want to do. You know, he gets diagnosed again when I'm in high school. And at that point, he was like, I'm done. It's good. He had his fight. We got 15 years that we never thought we'd even get. He passed away in 2021, and I graduated. No, he passed away in 2016. I graduated college in 2018, and I've been working in oncology ever since.
See, for me, it was the extra school. I couldn't even get out of high school. I don't think I could have ever done it.
Well, I have to say, Brandon, I am super happy as somebody who kind of sees where this world is going with young people like yourself that are really trying to make a difference and trying to help people and save people, because cancer has touched us all. And it's the young people like yourself who are going to hopefully one day find the cure, and so we can eliminate this. So I am truly grateful that there are people out there like yourself.
Thank you, guys. And honestly, me and all my coworkers, we love what we do. Mm-hmm. It's a type of job you have to love. You know, you're going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days, but I couldn't do this without them.
You're at Dana-Farber Merrimack Valley.
Yes.
And I was told, speaking of your coworker, you're the only male nurse.
Only male nurse.
how does that go?
Honestly, it's the best.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
They give me a lot of crap, but
that's all right. Yes.
But I have two younger sisters. I've been outnumbered my entire life, so it's just another day.
Just watch the movie Meet the Parents.
Exactly.
And you're an infusion nurse.
I am.
So for me, when I hear something like that, that means that you're with people when they're really going through it.
Oh yeah, we do all their chemo infusions. We do whatever they need. We're with them through thick and thin, and you know, we just help when we can.
What I've been told from Dana-Farber patients is that you guys make it special. You guys make them feel like they're not going through this terrible time. What do you do in particular to help out your patients during these infusions?
I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I joke around with a lot of my patients, and a lot of my coworkers are the same way. We have this saying, it's like, hey, you're either going to laugh or you're cry, so you might as well laugh through it. You know, these people are going through the worst times of their lives, and we understand that. But we try to, you know, make it as lighthearted as we can. But we, you know, we sit down and listen, and we form these relationships with them. And it's nice that, you know, we do something called primary nursing. So we see the same patients for the most part. You know, you get assigned to a patient when they get started on treatment. So you're their nurse throughout the whole thing. So, you know, a lot of my patients, I know their family. I know their friends. I know their life story. They know my life story. And it forms this bond where it's not as scary. when you come into the building. And it's like, okay, now I'm just seeing like someone I know. It's easy. We have that relationship. And, you know, we just try to make – if we can change one day to make it not as bad, I'm good for my career. And I get to do that every single day. So I love what I do.
Can it be hard for you, though, emotionally forming that close personal bond?
Absolutely. And it gets tough when, you know, not every patient we have is going to survive. And it's just the reality of the situation. But, you know, we like to form those bonds because it makes it easier for them. And my coworkers, you know, we all support each other throughout all of this. We know what it's going to be. You know, there's a reason we got into this job. We know what the outcomes usually are going to be, or depending on, you know, what their treatments are and how disease progression, all that fun stuff that we don't need to get into. But it's an important part of our job to have that human element.
Yeah.
You know, we're treating people, not just diseases. And that's important. And that way we can help them psychosocially and whatever else they need. We can be there more than just, well, here's your chemo. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot more worth it to do the job to form those relationships, even if on the back end, yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit.
But that's such a special person that enters a job where you know you're going to form bonds with young people, or old, but that are dealing with something so difficult. And I just am in awe of people like you. That there's a million ways you can go into nursing, and they're all great, but the special character it requires to enter an infusion room with a child and knowing that you're going to form a bond with someone that you may not know as long as you'd like.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, every single nurse, we would never feel that way. We're just here and we love what we do, but if you called us, you know, heroes and all those terms get thrown around, mm-hmm. None of us view ourselves that way. We're here to do our job and we love it, and that's all we need. Anything else is just extra.
Well, you are tough. So it's an incredible thing that you guys do every day. And,
thank you.
And thanks for sharing a little bit about it with us this morning.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Wouldn't have missed it.
All right.
Awesome.
We're at Fenway Park, and it is day one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Give, if you can, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text to give. Text KCANCER to 20222 anytime today and make a $25 donation. And we'll be right back from Fenway Park.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer. Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, the Greg Hill Show and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
It is a beautiful morning, and we are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And we just heard from Rob Hale, and he is going to match your donations on this show over the next couple of days all the way up to $775,000. So make those phones ring, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can just text KCANCER to 20222 and make a $25 donation. Curtis, you said, how long have you been doing this?
Since 2013. So it was 11 years?
Yeah. So, and it's to see it grow the way it's grown.
It's unbelievable. Honestly, and Ken, Ken's my big brother I never wanted, but I ended up with. And he has done a spectacular job. Joe Z did a great job before him. We all love Joey. But it's taken to the next level. This setup, he was here all day yesterday. He's been working on top of a full-time job, on top of having to deal with me on Saturday. He's been coordinating with guests, coordinating with Nesson, coordinating with the Dana-Farber. Ken's done an amazing, amazing job.
Yeah, well, and really everybody at the radio station, Carolyn and her whole staff and our guys, Griff and Eamon, and everybody who dedicates a lot of time to this over these 2 days. It really is, I say it all the time, but it's the two most important days of the year at the radio station. So we can take a quick look at the tote board. And we are, well, this is great. We're over $52,000 $52,510 to be exact, donated so far this morning since we started the show at 6. So,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's you guys, once again, are stepping up, and I know you're going to keep doing it over these 2 days. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then later on this morning, Sam Kennedy will join us at 8:45 this morning. The Jimmy Fund has been an official charity partner of the Boston Red Sox since 1953. That is, go ahead, Curtis. Something about me being on the air. That is the longest.
You were interning.
That is the longest philanthropic partnership with a professional sports team that exists concurrently in the United States. So it's pretty amazing, the relationship between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund. And we will talk to Sam Kennedy about that and other things coming up at 8:45 this morning. And then at 9:30, David Ortiz and Jason Veritek will join us. And so we'll get to talk to both of those guys coming up at 9:30 on day one from Fenway. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Yeah! Good morning. Your lead?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I might have been wrong. I thought heading into this NFL season that the New York Jets would be a good football team. And then I saw this fallout with Hassan Reddick. And Curtis, my God, you're probably right again.
I felt the same way, too. I said, I think the other day, healthy Aaron Rodgers,
yep,
and they might win the division. And then it seems like that it's a cluster F, and there are at least one individual doesn't want to be a part of that cluster.
Never. Never. Matthew Judon.
He does not want to be a part of it any longer.
It's something I've never seen before either, where a guy gets traded for in the offseason, comes to the introductory press conference, gets introduced, and then never shows up again. He has not shown up since that press conference and has since demanded a trade from the New York Jets. I don't get it. I've never seen anything like it, but this might be the biggest dumpster fire I've ever seen.
And what do you think it's about for him? Is
money.
It's a contract.
Money. He said he wanted a new deal.
It is rudderless. Never underestimate the Jets' ability to F something up.
Yes.
It's the only constant in my life. That and me underachieving. Those two things.
And don't underestimate the interest that they will have in one Bill Belichick after the season.
Yep.
Wiggy could be right. He's been the one saying that.
Yeah, no, I think, why wouldn't you? Like, I mean, Salah's not going to be able to remain there I think Aaron Rodgers might want him gone already.
Top to bottom dumpster fire.
Yeah. Shime, great point. Thank you. Good morning. Courtney. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So just on the topic of the Dana-Farber, as you guys know, there's a person in my life that is fighting cancer that has done it very privately and will remain doing it that way. But I would just like to thank everybody that has donated to this cause for the last 20-plus years, because I have lived the benefits of this fundraising money. My son has had the experience of this person in their life for years beyond what it would have been even 15 years ago. It's a terminal cancer, but we're all terminal. So it's the process by which the dollars that are earned and saved and raised today go to the research that funds trials, that gives people a chance at a longer life. And I had been a part of this. We all have people, aunts, uncles, grandparents, we all have people in our life. Wiggy lost his mom, that fight this. But there's a time where it's going to hit you and you're going to get the word that this person has cancer and there isn't a cure. And it was right around Christmas years ago, and it was one of the worst days of your life. And now you actually are able to have optimism. So whatever you're doing today, however you're, allocating resources, it's a tough time, things are expensive, think about seed money for when you get the news I got that maybe there will be a cure in 10 years. Or you're able to watch someone, as I have, still try and golf while going through these treatments. It's unbelievable. What I thought was going to be the roadmap of terminal cancer was not even close to the reality because of this, because of people that donate money and are able to fund the brightest people at the Dana-Farber to give people a shot at a longer life. And I will never have the burden of describing this person to my son because of people like you who have raised money to help people fight it. So that's my plea.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And the $70 million that you have given over 22 years has changed so many lives. And what you give over these next 2 days will do the same. Curtis, I'll just jump in. I was going to go in a similar direction to you. We all have the benefit of on this show knowing somebody very close to us who is involved in a fight against cancer right this moment. And because of what has been given in the past and because of the generous people who step up and whether they have the money that week or don't, donate to causes like this every single year, that person who was recently diagnosed with stage 3 cancer has a really, really, really positive outlook. What they go through, what they have gone through, just yesterday went through their second chemo treatment, and what they are, the strength that this person that we all love on the show shows while fighting this is really incredible to me. I don't know if I would have that same strength. So, to those who are fighting it, it's inspiring. Yeah, the way you face this and the way you deal with it is inspiring to all of us. And those of you who've given, you're making a huge difference every single day in the lives of not only those patients but also their families. So thank you well in advance, not only for what you've done but for what you will do over these 2 days.
And I think in both of the cases that you guys are talking about right now, for so long, cancer patients that were going through that, it defined who they were as a person. With all of the donations that have been given to Dana-Farber and the care that Dana-Farber has been able to give to these kids, to these adults, to these families, it's now a part of their life. It's changed their life, but it doesn't define them. That they are warriors. They are going through it, but they are able to live a new normal, but a normalcy that people didn't think was possible so long or not that long ago. So I think that's the craziest part, watching both of the people that we've talked about going through this, and you would never know on the outside.
Yeah.
Because they have the biggest support system behind them and they have the best care in the world. And we take that for granted sometimes when we live in Boston and we're so lucky to live in a place like this where we have Dana-Farber down the street. It's I have goosebumps right now talking about it, but yeah. We are so lucky.
All right, that your lead?
My lead sounds so juvenile now.
It's fine, Courtney. We like juvenile.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
Have you listened to this show?
Yeah. Time juvenile rejoin.
This lead means nothing. Is not going to change anything. But I did find it interesting yesterday when I read that there is a new biography coming out about Aaron Rodgers called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. It's written by Ian O'Connor. And the little snippet that has been circulating is that Aaron Rodgers, 19, everybody had to get, the vaccine. And he had said to media members that he was immunized. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that he was not, but he was taking something else, you know, that he thought would be would work for under immunization.
Uh-huh.
He regrets saying that to the media because he believes that that is the one thing critics have and can hold against him.
He also didn't speak to his parents for 9 years.
Or his brothers.
Because his mom was upset that he was having premarital sex.
Wow.
With who's the actress?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Damn.
Had talked about how they sometimes had game day sex publicly, and his mom was so upset about that that
she didn't talk to him.
That they didn't talk for 9 years.
I think there's more to that though, because the brothers aren't going to not talk to you because you're getting you know some.
All right. Well, anyway, yes.
that is wild. I would have to say if we had to do professional athletes that I would not want to sit next to on a cross-country drive, I think Aaron Rodgers would be number one.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Day off.
Yes, and it's a great day, and it's all about hope, whether you give the person hope or the family members hope. Like Curtis said, we all been through it somehow, some way, and hopefully one day we'll be able to find the cure for it. Here's where I'm going. I saw this story over the weekend or whenever it was, and I'm on board. I am on board when it comes to my Boston Celtics with John Henry wanting to buy the squad. Because here's why. Look what he did when he bought the Red Sox. Complete investment, money, trying to bring in superstar studs, doing whatever he could to help a team win a championship. And the thing that I look at is, if you buy a team like this, look what he did for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Went there, money wasn't an issue. They traded for the defenseman, I believe it was Carlson, who's making like $11 million highest paid defenseman in the NHL. No issues with it. Uh-huh. When he buys his first baby, uh-huh, and that being the Celtics, he will invest. Look what he's doing around here. And he's rebuilding the whole outside of this place and putting up apartments and all that places where you could go. new arena, new team. Celtics continue to win championships. I got no issue with John Henry because I know that he's willing to infuse a lot of money, especially early on when it comes to helping his team win chips.
That merch that Sam Kennedy gave you keeps paying off.
Let me ask this. Why would you want a guy who's willing to spend money?
Because he hates luxury taxes.
No. But early in the Red Sox era, probably the first 19, 20, 22 years, he was always willing to spend and go over the luxury tax. Why wouldn't you want an owner that's – we all talk about we want somebody who's willing to spend.
So you want LeBron James to be an owner of the Boston Celtics?
Listen, I could care less about LeBron.
Really?
If LeBron owned the Celtics and he's not playing, what's the issue?
I don't like him. Most people don't.
I don't know the guy, and if
he won't sign an autograph for a 10-year-old kid.
What's that got to do?
Douche move.
As long as you're willing to do what it takes to help your organization win, isn't that the most important thing for fans?
Yeah.
I mean, how many fans really get to interact with owners?
Okay. All right.
Greg.
Other than Greg.
Wiggy is in on the Fenway Sports Group buying the Celtics.
And he's a local guy. There you go.
Yes.
He's not local.
Well, he's been here for, 20-plus years?
His yacht is local in the summer. it's docked at the Boston Harbor Hotel. So, yes. All right. We'll talk to Sam Kennedy about this very thing coming up at 8:45, and we will get to They Said It next from Fenway Park, day one of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer. Please call 877-738-1234. To make a gift.
Now, the Greg Hill Show and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
It is a beautiful morning, and we are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And we just heard from Rob Hale, and he is going to match your donations on this show over the next couple of days, all the way up to $775,000. So make those phones ring, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can just text KCANCER to 20222 and make a $25 donation. Curtis, you said, how long have you been doing this?
Since 2013, so it was 11 years.
Yeah, so, and it's to see it grow the way it's grown.
It's unbelievable, honestly. And Ken, Ken's my big brother I never wanted, but I ended up with. And he has done a spectacular job. Joe Z did a great job before him. We all love Joey. But it's taken to the next level. This setup, he was here all day yesterday. He's been working on top of a full-time job, on top of having to deal with me on Saturday. He's been coordinating with guests, coordinating with Nesson, coordinating with the Dana-Farber. Ken's done an amazing, amazing job.
Yeah, well, and really everybody at the radio station, Carolyn and her whole staff, and our guys, Griff and Eamon, and everybody who dedicates a lot of time to this over these 2 days. It really is, I say it all the time, but it's the two most important days of the year at the radio station. So we can take a quick look at the tote board. And we are, well, this is great. We're over $52,000, $52,510 to be exact, donated so far this morning since we started the show at 6. So
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You guys, once again, are stepping up, and I know you're going to keep doing it over these 2 days. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then later on this morning, Sam Kennedy will join us at 8:45 this morning. The Jimmy Fund has been an official charity partner of the Boston Red Sox since 1953. Go ahead, Curtis. Says something about me being on the air. That is the longest.
You were interning.
That is the longest philanthropic partnership with a professional sports team that exists concurrently in the United States. So it's pretty amazing, the relationship between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund. And we will talk to Sam Kennedy about that and other things coming up at 8:45 this morning. And then at 9:30, David Ortiz and Jason Veritek will join us. And so we'll get to talk to both of those guys coming up at 9:30 on day one from Fenway. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Yeah! Good morning. Your lead?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I might have been wrong. I thought heading into this NFL season that the New York Jets would be a good football team. And then I saw this fallout with Hassan Reddick. And Curtis, my God, you're probably right again.
I felt the same way, too. I said the other day, healthy Aaron Rodgers,
yep,
and they might win the division. And then it seems like that it's a cluster F, and there are at least one individual doesn't want to be a part of that cluster.
Never. There, Matthew Judon.
He does not want to be a part of it any longer.
It's something I've never seen before either, where a guy gets traded for in the offseason, comes to the introductory press conference, gets introduced, and then never shows up again. He has not shown up since that press conference and has since demanded a trade from the New York Jets. I don't get it. I've never seen anything like it, but this might be the biggest dumpster fire I've ever seen.
And what do you think it's about for him? Is
money.
It's a contract.
Money. He said he wanted a new deal.
It is rudderless. Never underestimate the Jets' ability to F something up.
Yes.
It's the only constant in my life. That and me underachieving. Those two things.
And don't underestimate the interest that they will have in one Bill Belichick after the season.
Yep.
Wiggy could be right. He's been the one saying that.
Yeah, no, I think, why wouldn't you? Like, I mean, Salah's not going to be able to remain there I think Aaron Rodgers might want him gone already.
Top to bottom dumpster fire.
Yeah. Shime, great point. Thank you. Good morning. Courtney. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So just on the topic of the Dana-Farber, as you guys know, there's a person in my life that is fighting cancer that has done it very privately and will remain doing it that way. But I would just like to thank everybody that has donated to this cause for the last 20-plus years, because I have lived the benefits of this fundraising money. My son has had the experience of this person in their life for years beyond what it would have been even 15 years ago. It's a terminal cancer, but we're all terminal. So it's the process by which the dollars that are earned and saved and raised today go to the research that funds trials, that gives people a chance at a longer life. And I had been a part of this. We all have people, aunts, uncles, grandparents, we all have people in our life. Wiggy lost his mom, that fight this. But there's a time where it's going to hit you and you're going to get the word that this person has cancer and there isn't a cure. And it was right around Christmas years ago, and it was one of the worst days of your life. And now you actually are able to have optimism. So whatever you're doing today, however you're, allocating resources, it's a tough time, things are expensive, think about seed money for when you get the news I got that maybe there will be a cure in 10 years, or you're able to watch someone, as I have, still try and golf while going through these treatments. It's unbelievable. What I thought was going to be the roadmap of terminal cancer was not even close to the reality because of this. Because of people that donate money and are able to fund the brightest people at the Dana-Farber to give people a shot at a longer life. And I will never have the burden of describing this person to my son because of people like you who have raised money to help people fight it. So that's my plea.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And the $70 million that you have given over 22 years has changed so many lives. And what you give over these next 2 days will do the same. Curtis, I'll just jump in. I was going to go in a similar direction to you. We all have the benefit of on this show knowing somebody very close to us who is involved in a fight against cancer right this moment. And because of what has been given in the past and because of the generous people who step up and whether they have the money that week or don't, donate to causes like this every single year. That person who was recently diagnosed with stage 3 cancer has a really, really, really positive outlook. What they what they go through, what they have gone through, just yesterday went through their second chemo treatment, and what they are, the strength that this person that we all love on the show shows while fighting this is really incredible to me. I don't know if I would have that same strength. So to those who are fighting it, it's inspiring. Yeah, the way you face this and the way you deal with it is inspiring to all of us. And those of you who've given, you're making a huge difference every single day in the lives of not only those patients, but also their families. So thank you well in advance, not only for what you've done, but for what you will do over these 2 days.
And I think in both of the cases that you guys are talking about right now, for so long, cancer patients that were going through that, it defined who they were as a person. With all of the donations that have been given to Dana-Farber and the care that Dana-Farber has been able to give to these kids, to these adults, to these families, it's now a part of their life. It's changed their life, but it doesn't define them. That they are warriors. They are going through it, but they are able to live a new normal, but a normalcy that people didn't think was possible so long or not that long ago. So I think that's the craziest part, watching both of the people that we've talked about going through this, and you would never know on the outside.
Yeah.
Because they have the biggest support system behind them, and they have the best care in the world, and we take that for granted sometimes when we live in Boston and we're so lucky to live in a place like this where we have Dana-Farber down the street. It's I have goosebumps right now talking about it, but yeah. We are so lucky.
All right, that your lead?
My lead sounds so juvenile now.
It's fine, Courtney. We like juvenile.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
Have you listened to this show?
Yeah. Time juvenile rejoin.
Yes,
this lead means nothing, is not going to change anything. But I did find it interesting yesterday when I read that there is a new biography coming out about Aaron Rodgers called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. It's written by Ian O'Connor. And the little snippet that has been circulating is that Aaron Rodgers, 19, everybody had to get, the vaccine. And he had said to media members that he was immunized. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that he was not, but he was taking something else, you know, that he thought would be would work for under immunization.
Uh-huh.
He regrets saying that to the media because he believes that that is the one thing critics have and can hold against him.
He also didn't speak to his parents for 9 years.
Or his brothers.
Because his mom was upset that he was having premarital sex.
Wow.
With who's the actress?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Damn.
Had talked about how they sometimes had game day sex publicly, and his mom was so upset about that
she didn't talk to him,
that they didn't talk for 9 years.
I think there's more to that though, because the brothers aren't going to not talk to you because you're getting some.
All right. Well, anyway, yes.
That is wild. I would have to say if we had to do professional athletes that I would not want to sit next to on a cross-country drive, I think Aaron Rodgers would be number one.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Day off.
Yes, and it's a great day, and it's all about hope, whether you give the person hope or the family members hope. Like Curtis said, we all been through it somehow, some way, and hopefully one day we'll be able to find the cure for it. Here's where I'm going. I saw this story over the weekend or whenever it was, and I'm on board. I am on board when it comes to my Boston Celtics with John Henry wanting to buy the squad. Because here's why. Look what he did when he bought the Red Sox. Complete investment, money, trying to bring in superstar studs, doing whatever he could to help a team win a championship. And the thing that I look at is, if you buy a team like this, look what he did for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Went there, money wasn't an issue. They traded for the defenseman, I believe it was Carlson, who's making like $11 million, highest paid defenseman in the NHL. no issues with it. Uh-huh. When he buys his first baby, uh-huh, and that being the Celtics, he will invest. Look what he's doing around here. And he's rebuilding the whole outside of this place and putting up apartments and all that you know, places where you could go. new arena, new team. Celtics continue to win championships. I got no issue with John Henry because I know that he's willing to infuse a lot of money, especially early on when it comes to helping his team win chips.
That merch that Sam Kennedy gave you just keeps paying off.
Let me ask this. Why wouldn't you want a guy who's willing to spend money?
Because he hates luxury taxes.
No. But early in the Red Sox era, probably the first 19, 20, 22 years, he was always willing to spend and go over the luxury tax. Why wouldn't you want an owner that's – we all talk about we want somebody who's willing to spend.
So you want LeBron James to be an owner of the Boston Celtics?
Listen, I could care less about LeBron.
Really?
If LeBron owned the Celtics and he's not playing, what's the issue?
I don't like him. Most people don't.
I don't know the guy, and if he
won't sign an autograph for a 10-year-old kid.
What's that got to do?
Douche move.
But as long as you're willing to do what it takes to help your organization win, isn't that the most important thing for fans?
Yeah.
I mean, how many fans really get to interact with owners?
Okay. All right.
Greg.
Other than Greg.
Wiggy is in on the Fenway Sports Group buying the Celtics.
And he's a local guy. There you go.
Yes.
He's not local.
Well, he's been here for, 20-plus years?
His yacht is local in the summer. It's docked at the Boston Harbor Hotel. So, yes. All right. We'll talk to Sam Kennedy about this very thing coming up at 8:45, and we will get to They Said It next from Fenway Park, day one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.